The new director of the Phoenix Veterans Affairs Healthcare System will officially start her post on Sunday. But as KJZZ's Carrie Young reports, the new appointment is receiving some criticism.
Rima Ann Nelson will be the healthcare system's seventh director in 3 years. Before coming to Phoenix, she was the director at the VA regional office in Manila, Philippines. Prior to that, she was the medical center director for the St. Louis VA. At issue is Nelson's record at these facilities. While in St. Louis, for example, the hospital had to temporarily halt surgical activity after inspections revealed insufficient equipment sterilization. Brandon Coleman is a VA whistleblower and now addiction therapist at a VA clinic in Cottonwood. He says the news is disappointing.
Could we think of anything else? I mean, they keep taking these bad apples, and instead of getting rid of them, they recirculate them.
In a statement, VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson says he has full confidence Nelson will provide the sound leadership required to build on the progress the Phoenix system has made to improve access to care. But Arizona Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema says she isn't so sure.
We deserve the very best to fix the absolute worst functioning VA in the country. And instead, we are being sent someone who has a checkered past.
On Friday, Sinema and Congressman Matt Salmon sent a letter to President Obama and VA Secretary Robert McDonald requesting this not become a permanent position until there's been a thorough analysis of Nelson's past. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.